Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's your All Local for, well, Groundhog Day, the 2nd of February 2023. Most schools still closed today. Yeah, it's a lot of the same, except for the fact it looks like we are thawing out. That is the outstanding news. Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff starts our team coverage this morning on the All Local, and Dan says things are going to get better.
Ice storm warning remains in effect until 9 a.m. Weather Service is not going to budge on it, an hour or two either way. When temperatures get above freezing in areas, isn't going to change anything. But Dallas Love's at 32 now. Addison's at 32. Arlington is at 32. And just about all the other reporting stations now are either 30 or 31. Cooler spots are out in Tarrant and Denton County and out to the west. Even some upper 20s out towards Mineral Wells and Decatur, those higher terrain out there. So, again, warmer rain droplets are helping to melt a lot of the sleet that we saw the other day. So we'll continue to see improving road conditions throughout the morning. Sun comes up at 7:23 this morning. We won't see it, but we'll still get that solar radiation, and that'll help melt the roadways as well. But we'll still see precipitation throughout the day.
Freezing rain causing most of the problems this morning. While some roads have improved, most do remain slick with some icy patches. Now the big concern is power outages. It's something KRLD's Bailey Friday is watching closely.
Power outages have been a huge concern this week. The ice and the freezing rain tends to like to snap branches and mess with those power lines, so we have been ready for it. Thousands of people in DFW have been affected. According to Oncor's outage map, around 10,000 people are waking up in DFW alone without power this morning. Now that is not as bad as it could be, but Andy Morgan with Oncor says they are ready for anything.
Our guys are on high alert, and they'll go to where they need to go.
Now, it looks like over in East Texas is where the real power problems are. More than 30,000 people affected there. And then down near Austin, too, in that area, more than 60,000 people waking up without light and heat. And I know several of them haven't had power for days. So that's really a struggle when you're trying to get by on peanut butter, bread, and just trying to stay warm. Again, it could be a lot worse here in North Texas, and crews are out there working on it. So these numbers are changing constantly, and we will keep you updated as they do. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Members of the North Texas Jeep Club are giving hospital workers a ride into work if they need one. Antoinette Frias says that drivers are fanned out all over the Metroplex to help those essential workers get where they need to be.
We've had people that will go as far out from either here to Fort Worth to Irving, over to Dallas, Mansfield, Alliance.
The drivers will also give a lift to anybody they come across who's stranded, and they work to free stuck vehicles. In fact, last night about 10 of them spent hours freeing an 18-wheeler. Emergency shelters have been full this week, making room for those experiencing homelessness, people with nowhere to escape the cold. Now the shelters could use some help from you. Here's KRLD's Stephen Pickering.
The demand for shelter surged during the cold, icy weather. In addition to the regular shelter facilities, Housing Forward President Jolie Richardson says they turned to some of their community partner organizations to open temporary emergency shelters.
To ensure that we're bringing people in from outside of the cold, ensuring that our unhoused neighbors have a safe, warm place to be in from outside.
She says some of those emergency shelters are in need of volunteers, so they're putting out the call for help. The plan is for those emergency shelters to be open through Friday. From the 24-hour Storm Center, I'm Stephen Pickering on DFW's Emergency Weather Station, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So we've got a link for volunteers to sign up on our website at krld.com. Grapevine police continue their frantic search for a 31-year-old missing since last week, and with the cold weather, time is of the essence. Amanda McNew with Grapevine Police says tips have been coming in on 31-year-old Christian Salter Williams.
So far, we've received 4 different possible sightings that we followed up on. We are hoping that today's the day that we can safely find him and get him safely home.
McNew says those sightings have come from Grapevine, Hearst, and Keller. Christian has a medical condition. His last confirmed whereabouts was in Watauga, January 23rd. He is believed to be traveling on foot. So we've got Christian's photo on our website at KRLD.com. Still no arrest, but we do have some new information for you this morning about those monkeys stolen from the Dallas Zoo. KRLD's Austin York has our update.
The monkeys were found in an empty building in Lancaster. A nearby church which owned the property claimed the building had recently been broken into and was filled with wild animals. A woman who works at the church says when she saw a picture of the man Dallas police wanted to talk to about the monkey's disappearance, she recognized him and called police. Officers came to the Lancaster property and checked out the abandoned building, finding the emperor tamarin monkeys in a closet. Zoo officials say the monkeys were uninjured but had lost a little bit of weight. No arrests have been made. The zoo says they're increasing the award for information leading to an arrest and indictment in the case from $10,000 to $25,000. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And there are reports of coyotes prowling around North Texas neighborhoods during this cold snap. They are hungry. They're likely looking for food, and you should stay away.
Marlo Klingman with the City of Dallas, Dallas Animal Services, says don't leave your pet food outside. Garbage left out, that can also be a problem.
Bird feeders, like don't let those overflow. Your compost pile's got to be covered. Anything that might be good for a rodent might want to eat, I promise you they're going to be up and getting to it when you're not looking.
And those rodents, bunnies, and squirrels all attract coyotes and bobcats. She says if you do see wildlife roaming your area, stay clear and contact animal services. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So as of last night, Dallas Animal Services had received almost 600 calls since Monday, 200 of them about pets left outside in the cold. The ice storm warning expires at 9 a.m. today. We do have rain going through this evening through about dinner time with a high that should top out in the mid-30s.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.